You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
All right, what's happening on the rest of the continent? Let's touch base with Crystal Audison. A very good morning to you, Crystal. Cameroon, I mean, protests there have been ongoing. Now the government says it's going to ban political parties. And of course, arrests have been made in protests against President Biya.
Yes, good morning, Bongani. So the context is that police had shot and wounded several people and arrested more than 100. They were parking in those protests organized by the Cameroonian Renaissance Movement. So now government is threatening to ban this movement because, in fact, the Ministry of, as they call it, territorial administration, has the power to withdraw or ban the party. Now, this particular movement is still challenging last year's election, and they believe that President Biya has failed to deal with that Anglophone crisis happening in the northwest and southwest. We also saw in France, Germany, Belgium, protesters invaded embassies, and they basically in Paris alone, the embassy was ransacked. And of course, the picture of President Biya was taken down. So those in living in Europe, Cameroonians, also taking to the streets. Now, we also hear from the United Nations saying that that ongoing Anglophone crisis has affected more than 4 million people. I've seen thousands flee their homes because insecurity and violence still impacting on people's lives. We've seen clinics and schools still unable to function. But the reality is, Bongani, little political progress has been made to resolve the conflict, and it seems that the government is simply ignoring what's happening in the Anglophone regions.
Yeah, well, that's not quite that surprising, is it, Crystal? Listen, we've seen Ebola outbreaks in Central Africa, in the DRC, in West Africa. Now, the World Health Organization has issued a warning over a possible outbreak in East Africa.
Yes, in fact, they are concerned that the virus might spread from the DRC to Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, and South Sudan. So now, of course, they're working around the clock if it's to contain an outbreak, because, of course, in the DRC, when the December election happened, you know, different facilities around the hotspots were targeted by protesters. Some of them were destroyed, and so people never went for their treatment. So, and a lot of people also fled into Uganda. So in Rwanda, for instance, they've already developed and implemented their preparedness contingency plan. WHO has also advised countries sharing a border with the DRC to urgently strengthen their surveillance and alert systems, because we do see there's a mass, people are traveling, Bongani. So for instance, between the DRC and Uganda, 30,000 people travel every day. Between Rwanda and the DRC, it's 60,000 people daily. And so people move because, you know, they have family on different sides of the border. So Kenya has, for instance, established the National Health Emergency Council. So now in the DRC, Bongani, we're still looking at, you know, more than 400 deaths. There's, you know, nearly 250 patients are, you know, still receiving treatment. And research has shown that the disease gives survivors immunity. Of course, health workers are saying a major issue still remains, dispelling the rumors around Ebola, and that is real and people should take care. So that's happening, preparedness around the region in terms of the worry around Ebola, Bongani.
All right, we'll leave it there, Crystal Audison. A worrying development there in East Africa, and it's also around migration patterns and the ease of movement that can complicate health issues like Ebola. That's what we're seeing in East Africa there. A warning by the World Health Organization of a possible Ebola outbreak in East Africa.